Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple of Jason Witten retirement clips before we get into the receiver topic. This is Jerry Jones yesterday at the Star in Frisco speaking directly to Jason Witten. You know how emotional Jerry gets. All the Jones girls were crying last night, shedding all the tears. The Metroplex, for the most part, was shedding a lot of tears yesterday when 82 was saying goodbye. Here's Jerry talking directly to his tight end.
Jason, you came in here with a legacy. You've left here with such a legacy. You came in here with that same spirit of listening to Parcells, and you're leaving with our hearts, but we're with you, man. We're with you as a team. We will always remember it, and we're going to do more than remember it. We're going to act on it. You're an inspiration to me as well as everybody that was ever said they were a Dallas Cowboy.
So at the end, they give him this diamond-encrusted football, and that thing was blinging.
It was.
Jason was blinging with his hair, too.
So you got some new hair?
Dawson pointed this out, and I was like, whoa, Dr. Bashar here? LeBron needs to go and see this same doctor, because Jason, he got it nice up top now for TV.
Now, LeBron's good for when he goes to Philadelphia, because his hairline shit like the Liberty Bell. he'll be fine.
I saw that
bald spot.
I saw that.
Look, Witten got something done. That's okay. Like, everyone knows LeBron. Everyone sees LeBron, okay? They all see it. If LeBron were to get some crazy hair, we'd all know it. Jason, I don't think most people, I don't think 99% of the population would recognize or think, oh, man, he's kind of going bald. I think it's something we would see.
Yeah.
But most, I don't think, especially nationally, would even notice that. So
Spieth may need to go to that same doc. Same thing. Just a little advice.
Yeah, when you got green jackets, you don't need to go anywhere.
No need to.
What doctor would you recommend they go to, Chop?
Dr. Bashar, the best place for me to go.
Jason Garrett's final Jason Garrett, to me, was the star of the press conference.
Man, he was great.
He was fantastic. The Y option story was the highlight. We'll play you some of that at 9 o'clock this morning. But here is Jason Garrett. Actually, let's play the all or nothing first, Troy. So I've been sending out all these clips of the Amazon series, All or Nothing. Yesterday, this kind of blew up and went viral. This is Jason Witten's final message to the Cowboys as a team, and then you'll hear Jason Garrett at the end with a loss for words.
It goes fast, man. It goes fast. Coach was talking about just the other day, I felt like we were in camp. Just the other day, I felt like I was a rookie. Trying to earn my keep, trying to make it through the camp, trying to earn a roster spot, a role, be a starter, be the best tight end in this league. And it never stopped. Everybody remember the number of starts or catches or touchdowns or any of that. It was about a goal and going with men that I shared a bond with. Every team's different. Next year's team will be different than this year's team. When you go on it, just know that the secret's in the dirt. And your goals, what you want to accomplish, just you got to go do the work. And to get your ass knocked down, it's going to happen. Get back up and do it again. I'm honored to have this ball. And let's keep it going.
First thing they tell you in journalism is don't bury the lead, right? That's the lead. That's the lead. Anything I say after that, it can't compare. The example he sets for all of us is the way this game is supposed to be played.
Wow. Jason Garrett getting choked up.
Man, I don't know what. I'm sorry. I don't know what Jason's gonna do. Like Garrett, in the last 18 months, he's lost basically everyone he's grown up with as a coach, everyone who's been there the entire time, and have they've been his guys. They've had his back. And not that these guys don't have his back, but you lose somebody that these guys have been mainstays, and now it's like, okay, I don't have these guys that I know exactly what makes them tick because I've been around them for 15 years. Now, yeah, I'm still figuring out this guy. I'm still figuring out that guy. I still need to find that other Jason Witten on offense.
It'd be like Popovich when all his guys leave. NFL Research sent this to Jane Slater. The average age of a player on the Cowboys roster right now is 25 years, 59 days old. Sean Lee is the second oldest player on the team behind LP Lattisaur.
Okay, and LP, I mean, you don't even count him. I mean, he's a long snapper.
Yeah.
That's good. You want your players to average 24, 25. It's a young man's game, man.
All right, so now that Witten's gone, now that Dez is gone, where are the Cowboys' weapons ranked in the NFL? This was asked to Ross Tucker, friend of the show, former Cowboy, NFL analyst. His response on Twitter, firmly in the discussion for worst wide receiver, tight end, receiving core in the NFL. Well, who would you guess responded to that on Twitter amongst everyone on this team?
Cole Beasley.
Terrence Williams or Cole Beasley?
It's one of those two. Cole Beasley, guest of Ben and Skin today at 3 p.m. in studio, followed by Sean Lee at 4 o'clock, responded. Not that we needed it, but more fuel for the fire, boys. Let's go to work. And he tagged Terrence Williams, Tavon Austin, Noah Brown, along with Allen Hurns and Lance Lenoir.
Oh, thank God they did this. I'm so glad that this wide receiver core now has the motivation to go out and prove people wrong. That's great. That's great news.
Really glad Lance Lenoir was tagged in there, too.
No, Michael Gallup.
No, or should we read into who he tagged as to who might be on the wide receiver bubble going into training camp? Because if he didn't tag you, you know, he might not think you belong there.
Well, now.
Or he might not know your handle.
There's only so much Twitter space. They got 78 wideouts. Yeah.
CBS has the fatal flaw for every NFL team. Now, the fatal flaw for
the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys,
is pass catchers, according to what they say, pass catchers.
Yes.
They said they made the offense more friendly for Dak, but it shouldn't involve simply rolling in the 2018 season with Allen Hurns at the top of the depth chart.
Yes.
But it's going to.
I 100% agree. The reason I have the Cowboys at 7-9 is because I'm petrified of the passing game. I'm scared to death.
Well, you shouldn't worry about it too much. They're not going to be passing it all that much. They're going to hand it off to Tavon Austin like 100 times this year. Zeke's going to get, 400 carries. And
listen to me. As Peter King retires from MMQB. Dak Prescott, and I'm going to use your three favorite letters in the NFL.
Listen to me.
RJ, his QBR
mm-hmm.
to wide receivers last year was 68. That was 21st in the NFL. You take away Dez Bryant, some of that without Tyron. You take away Dez, you take away Witten, you replace him with the guys that they have right now. I hope Michael Gallup proves Kavanaugh right. I got to think the passing game is not going to be better. I'm scared to death.
God, no.
They don't have a number one this year. They didn't have a number one last year. Hmm. They didn't have a number one the year before. Hmm. That's a fact. You know how I know it's a fact? He's still available. Number one wide receivers who are willing to play for little money aren't available. They're not. He's not a number one. I'd be more surprised if he gets a multi-year deal as a number one than I would be if he never gets signed. The NFL just proved to us here the last 2 weeks he's not number one.
Here's the good news, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm going to go over the division winners last year. And I'm going to ask you who their number ones are. The Patriots, Gronk, right?
Gronk.
Okay.
Gronk.
Pittsburgh has a clear one. Jacksonville does not.
Marcus Lee?
The Titans made the playoffs. They do not. Maybe Delaney? Walker?
Yeah. Delaney had a nice
The year. Chiefs.
We got Tyreek.
Kelce? Tyreek Hill's not a number one. He's not.
I would say Kelce is a number one weapon. Like, teams treat him. They double team him.
Yeah.
They treat him like a number one.
Philly doesn't really have a true, like, Alshon in name, but not like a real true number one.
I'd almost say Ertz more than Alshon.
But not your number one stud wideout. Minnesota has two very nice 1B or 2As.
No one knew of Adam Thielen. No one
knew. So Diggs and Thielen, not a true one.
Doesn't matter if you didn't know. You know now.
No, you know now.
He balls.
But who's the one? But my
point, both of them are borderline ones.
Yes, but you have to look at it in the context of before the year. Before last year, nobody knew Adam Thielen was going to be a number one.
All right.
So the Rams, not a true number one.
Cooper Kupp.
Not a true number one. Carolina made the playoffs. Not a true number one.
Going into last season, we would have said the Rams did have a number one, I think, in Watkins.
No. Sammy Watkins has been a disappointment in the National Football League. My point, Roy, is there's three quarters of those teams who don't have a true number one wide receiver. Again, for the record, I am petrified of the passing game. I think it's going to struggle mightily. For the other side of the point, it's been done without true ones.
And I will say this. There's been talk, like Steven said, we want precise route running guys. If they have that now, and I don't know if they have that now. I don't know if Allen Hurns a great pass route runner. I have no idea. I don't know that that's his MO. Like, that's not what he's known for.
Yeah.
But if they have guys who are good route runners, they have a chance to be a better passing offense.
Yeah.
Because it fits to their round peg, round hole. But it's just as likely that this passing game is not very good. It's very likely.
Here's Tony Romo asked, why will it look better not to have a number one wide receiver at first for the Cowboys?
Initially, there'll be some success because it'll be hard for them to determine who to double team and what they're going to do defensively. It'll be a little more random. But what happens is when the tape gets out there throughout the season, it gets more difficult offensively because now you have tendencies. And once the tendencies are shown, because each year you kind of shake it up and you come back with new situational football plays. And I think that teams, once they get tape on you, then your big-time players need to step up and create plays. And that's something they'll have to overcome a little bit. But someone will step up.
You know, that's why the beginning of their schedule is they were not done any favors. If this team had Giants, Tampa, Colts as their first three instead of their last three, I think, as he said, it's easy in the beginning of the year before you get to it. You could get to a 3-0 start there. But instead they got Carolina road, Giants, could be a win, Seattle road, Lions, Texans road, Jags. There's some good defenses thrown in there. And you may not get that benefit of the doubt of those three games because those defenses are pretty good.
All right, Dub, I asked Roy to look at some of the worst receiving corps in the league right now to see where the Cowboys would fall in that mix. What would you find?
And I have good news for you, Sean. They are not the worst wide receiving corps in the NFL.
That's good news.
By a smidge.
Ah.
There are at least two teams that I would say are worse than the Cowboys at the wide receiver position. Care to guess them before I throw it out there?
Two teams that are worse at wideout?
Two teams. One's in the NFC, one's in the AFC.
San Fran?
No. I think San Fran is better than that.
You cray.
Okay.
Marquise Goodwin? He's better than anything that the Cowboys have right now.
I'm not going to say Carolina. I'm not going to say Arizona.
You're not going to say Carolina.
Well, didn't they draft? They drafted the next
Moore.
Steve Smith.
They took
DJ Moore, but Devin Funchess and Torrey Smith are their one and two.
Are you counting the tight end?
I wasn't counting the tight end. I'm only talking about wide receiver core here. The Cowboys definitely have the worst tight end group in the NFL. That's not up for debate.
Okay.
So we're separating the two.
Okay.
Just wide receivers, all right? For the Panthers, Devin Funchess and Torrey Smith, DJ Moore, their draft pick, sure, but how quickly does he step up? I kind of regard him in the same as Michael Gallup. I don't think it's a given. So with Torrey Smith and Devin Funchess comparing to Allen Hurns and Terrence Williams and Cole, I'll take Allen Hurns and Terrence Williams and Cole.
Okay.
The other one from the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, who are running Kelvin Benjamin and Zay Jones out there. Now, maybe that one's up for debate, although I'm not trying to debate it with you. I think Kelvin Benjamin is like a show of himself since that knee shoulder injury that he had, and Zay Jones is still up and coming, but no one knows what he's going to be. Those two, for me, are definitively behind the Cowboys, and those are the only two
that
I can find.
What about Indy? T.Y. and...
Well, they signed Ryan Grant this offseason, but that's about it.
Wow, Ryan Grant, huh? The Jets are worse.
Who do they have?
Quincy Enunwa and Robbie Anderson. Oh. Robbie Anderson coming off a 1,000-yard season. Quincy Enunwa had a 1,000-yard season 2 years ago, and he got hurt a couple games into the season last year.
Alan Hearns has had a 1,000-yard season. I mean, it's not like this team has got nobody who's ever had anything.
I think
they got two guys that have had 1,000-yard
seasons.
But
do we all agree that they're in probably the bottom five?
Oh, yes. They're bottom.
100%.
Yeah. They're in the bottom.
See if your boy Dak 20%. Can make them all better. Elevate their game like the great ones do.
Well, I didn't say it was a great one.
What?
He's like one of the great ones of all time?
No. He's great. He'll be a great quarterback. Or he is a great quarterback.
Yeah, well, he's not one of the great ones, but he is a great. Yes, he's a.
No, great players elevate mediocre talent.
I mean, he's done that for 2 years.
Oh. Oh, he has.
Troy, what's coming up in trending?
All right, I'm going to let y'all talk.
Before this blows up.
Yeah, y'all talk off the air about that one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.